It's always fun to watch Shark Tank and see what the sharks are up to, and especially fun when you got some people from the area that are involved in it. And Sunday night's episode of Shark Tank, right off the bat, I don't know that I've ever seen the sharks trying to tear a hole in their pocket to get money to throw at something, but the waffle business is evidently hot. And Caleb Lewis and his brother Brian walked away with $300,000 investment on Shark Tank, and they joined us now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
So howdy, howdy.
You haven't spent all the money yet, right?
Close. We're working hard.
Because, you know, that's the key. That's the key. This thing was taped, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
June. It feels like it, but June of 2018.
June of 2018. Yes, sir. So you can't tell anybody that you've won, except that you could go out and you got, so you cut your deal with Barbara Corcoran. And so the deal starts immediately in June. And then you don't have to wait until the show starts.
Well, it's actually funny. So you see the negotiation there in the show, and that's what happened in June. But then after that, you meet up. If you do make a deal, you go through a whole due diligence process just like you would with anything else, which actually took us a number of months to, you know, officially close the deal.
You know, I've heard that before. It always occurs to me they should vet you before they let you on the show.
There's quite a bit of initial vetting. You know, we hand over documents and financial statements to sort of get the due diligence started with the potential of a deal from a shark, but they're still going to have their own requirements, their own things that they're looking for that they need to flesh out after a deal is made on the show. There's plenty that they need to dig in and really analyze our full company like they would in any normal deal.
Okay, so let's talk about the price. So it's Press Waffle Company, and you have you had a truck, but now you're out at the Legacy Hall, Food Hall.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Out there. Now you're going to build a bunch more. But this is not like a Belgian waffle like you get at the state fair. These are what I call Liege waffles.
Yes, sir.
Which means that you really don't have to have any stuff on them at all because they're really tasty absent that.
That is very true. In fact, in Belgium, if you come across a Liege waffle stand or cart or something like that, you're probably just going to grab it plain, maybe a small dusting of powdered sugar, and you're going to be on your way. And so we've definitely Americanized the concept a little bit. We allow people to, you know, top them however they want. We do savory options, things like that. But the waffle is really the star of the show.
So it's a big hit. I mean, you were giving your gross numbers at the food hall, and you had to be very impressed with it. But you also alluded to several other opportunities that if you got this money, you were going to go ahead with. So what's next? Where do you go next?
Well, so just in the end of 2018, we opened two other stores, one in Fort Worth, one in the Houston area, and we've got a store coming up in Oklahoma City next month, and then Waco later this year. We've got another Houston location on the books, got a St. Louis location on the books, so we're just wheeling and dealing.
Caleb, this is an interesting model because you don't require a big footprint. I mean, in
Absolutely.
Fact, if you get them in Belgium, you walk along the street and get them and keep walking down the street and eating them. I guess you have to have a sit-down location.
Well, part of our big appeal as a business is that we can fit anywhere. We can go into any space of any size, whether it be a mall, an airport, a strip mall, whatever the case may be. We don't need dedicated seating. We look at ourselves as an impulse buy, something that people are going to walk by and be attracted to immediately. And then we can capitalize on their impulse right there in person.
So you got to hit the ground running with it. I mean, you have this concept. It's proven that it works. But I would think it's pretty easy to knock off. But that you can have competitors that are saying, oh, well, look, I saw these guys on Shark Tank. Let's go sell waffles. Don't you have to hit the ground running?
We really do, and that's kind of part of our model is, you know, there is nothing proprietary about what we do. However, you know, Liege Waffles is just like pizza, and there are better pizza joints and there are not as good pizza joints, and we just want to become the name in quality Liege Waffle offerings. You know, there's a number of regional companies that have, you know, a unit or two or three, and we want to be the first brand to take this concept nationwide.
You know, I was serious in watching the edited version that made air on the show. Right from the opening bell, it's like everybody wanted to tear a hole in their pocket and wanted to give you money. I think it might not have quite been like that, but did you have that big a choice? Did everybody want you?
Yeah, Brian and I were kind of pinching ourselves, especially as we left the tank, because it went about as good as it could have gone.
So it went as we saw on television.
It was pretty true to form as you saw on television. We were in the tank for over an hour and a half, yeah. So there was a lot that obviously didn't make air. But we got four offers, and we had four really excited sharks, and it was everything we could have asked for going into the tank. We definitely had those options that were shown on TV.
So then the next level is, how do you choose the partner? Barbara Corcoran, is she going to help you with this business? She have a background in the business?
She does. She's made a number of successful food investments, specifically from the show Shark Tank. And, you know, we have watched Shark Tank for years and years, and we kind of know what each of these investors likes to invest in and what has been successful for them. And, you know, she's got a couple of companies. I think she even said on the episode, Cousins Maine Lobster came in with a concept, not a concept similar to ours, but numbers and a strategy very similar to ours. And now they're doing $50 million. And, you know, that's definitely in due large part to the partnership with Barbara. And so coming in, we were definitely targeting Barbara for her food experience, but also would have loved to deal with Mark for the for the Dallas lingo. But
that was hard to turn down.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be interesting to see, to go through a follow-up, because I've talked to a lot of people who have been on Shark Tank, both winners and losers. And even the losers say, you know, they rerun these things constantly. And 2 years from now, all of a sudden, I'm selling a whole lot of my product out of the blue because somebody's seen a follow-up episode. Be interesting to see if you're approached by developers or somebody else who would say, you know, I think one of these things would fit in my, you know, my shopping center, in my strip mall, in my food hall.
Yeah, that's our hope. Right now, we're definitely, you know, this is also kind of the first launch of our franchise model, and we are wanting to do that. We've been working basically since we made the deal, knowing that this was going to happen, to implement all of those systems and have the franchise program ready to go. And so our first goal right now is to find those, you know, other like-minded people who are passionate about the business that might want to open their own, but then also, you know, working with developers and people that are building food halls where they want us in the project. So we're going to grow, you know, both with company-owned stores and franchise locations.
So are you aware of the fact that March 25th, 2019 is International Waffle Day?
It absolutely is. Another serendipitous timing.
However, it is not celebrated in the United States of America.
No, it's not. We have a national Waffle Day, which is in August, but International Waffle Day, I believe, was started in Sweden.
You know, IHOP gives away free pancakes on Pancake Day. Do you give away free waffles?
We don't quite have the infrastructure to be. Not quite yet.
We're still trying to make money off the waffles.
Well, it sounds to me like you're going to, and again, we wish you the best of luck. It's great. It'll be great to watch you grow, and then as you become serial entrepreneurs, you know, watch you go into the hamburger pizza business, which is inevitable, I think. Brian and Caleb Lewis are the co-founders of Press Waffle Company. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.